basically in balance until it's not. The important point on this is the picture that prompts me to tell you that we are all born connected to another human being. Connection is literally in our DNA. We are born connected to another human being. We would not survive if it were not because of our connections, if it weren't for our connections, okay? So connections, the reason I'm making a big point of this is not to poo-poo it, especially when it comes to our cops, our men and women in uniform. The tough guy, right? The tough guy routine or the tough, and sometimes women have to feel like they have to be tougher than the men in uniform, right? So, it's nothing. It's no big deal. When we have a disruption in our world, most of the time we will find out that a connection has been severed. Something has happened to their connections. And what happens when a critical incident, I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but making sure that you're with me. When a critical incident happens, especially in the world of a cop, what do they do in response? Typically, do they seek further connection or do they do the opposite? They show, how many times have you seen people put wall, not seen them, but felt them put walls up, put shielding up? I worked with a guy that was a bomb tech, and he used to call it shielding. And he'd say every single time I'd get hurt, and I mean emotionally, I don't care if my head gets popped off and blown off, but when I get emotionally hurt or my trust is injured or I don't feel safe with you, he would put shields up. He called it shielding. Okay, this is what our population does. This is what a lot of people do, but especially since we're here to learn how to help our sheriffs and our deputies, this is what our population does, is they shield, they put up walls, they create barriers, and they disconnect. By the way, isolation will kill us, and it is our officers' first line of defense and often first reaction when it comes to injury, and I mean emotional or spiritual injury. I'm fascinated with the paradox that when there's a physical injury, no problem requesting backup. There's the perception of a possible physical injury, no problem requesting backup. But the second our officers get emotionally injured, no, I'm fine, fine, fine. Buddy, that was a tough one. No, it's cool, oh, it's fine, I'm good, no. The perception of being what? Perceived as? Nobody ever, this blows my mind. I know I'm not a cop, but no one ever goes, dude, you're bleeding from your abdomen. No, that's cool. It's all right. It's no big deal. But you were shot. Yeah, no, I'm just going to put my finger in it and it's cool. Don't worry about it. I'm fine. You would, right? But the second that you feel you take one in your gut emotionally and all of a sudden walls go up, people start to retreat. There's a reason why they do that. It's a culture. It's been there long before us, and I believe it's a part of our duty, really, sacred or not, but I believe it's sacred, to be able to begin to shift that paradigm to help people understand the relationship between physical injury and emotional injury. And it's up to us to step in and step forward. I believe it's part of our calling to be able to shift, and I know I'm on my soapbox a little bit, to be able to help them feel safe to be able to request your backup, to be able to request backup, okay? So that's what I'm excited in. That's what this is about, that we're all connected except when we get into a situation.